Good afternoon from the sports team. The Hollywood Bet Sharks are on a 5-match winning run in the URC heading into this weekend's semi-final against the Bulls. By their own admission, though, they haven't been playing their best rugby, but they have still been winning. That's the most important thing. And Sharks Lucy Siokolisi says that they're still chasing that perfect game.
We've had two really good days with batters.
Apologies, that's the wrong audio. We'll move on to some tennis action from Roland Garros. It is quarterfinals day once again. And looking at the first of those quarterfinals, Madison Keys took on Coco Gauff, the woman's second seed. And it was Gauff who came through in three sets. She won that one 6-7, 6-4, 6-1. There is a quarterfinal in the women's draw going on right now. Sixth seed, Mila Andreeva. She's up against the French lady who is 361st in the world. That is Louis Boson, and currently it stands, Boson took the first set 7-6, but Andreeva is leading the second set 3-2, but it is still on serve there. Then, later on today, there are two men's quarterfinals. Men's number one seed, Jannik Sinner, he's in action against Alexander Bublik, and then later this evening, Alexander Zverev, the third seed, takes on sixth seed, Novak Djokovic. And we're going to finish with some cricket news. SAA are currently in the West Indies, taking on the West Indies A side in a four-day match in the Caribbean. Hollywood Bets Dolphin stars Marcus Ackerman, Kuhle Cele, and Pranellan Subrayan have been huge contributors. Cele took 5 for 43 in the first innings as they bowled the West Indies out for 240. Marcus Ackerman then made his first ever first class double century. He got 209 in that first innings for SAA. Pranellan Subrayan chipped in with a fantastic 64. Jason Smith, another Dolphins player, made 56. And currently, as it stands, the West Indies A in their second innings, they are now 251 for 6. Pranellan Subrayan's taken 3 for 71, and they still trail the Proteas by a few runs. So that means that the Proteas, or the SAA side rather, are in a good position there going into day 3. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.